for the first time ever at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, please welcome Mr. Clarence Carter.
Y'all feeling all right? Oh, y'all feeling good? Oh, y'all got somebody to scratch your back? Oh, y'all got somebody to slip away with? Oh, y'all feel like you want to do something? What you feel like doing today? You feel like doing what? You feel like doing what? I feel like doing the same thing. I want all y'all to shake what you got. Everybody that ain't got enough to shake, better see if you can't borrow something from somebody. We're gonna have ourselves some fun here this afternoon, and I got a lot of things we're gonna sing for you. Some of them old, some of them new, and some of them I ain't never heard myself. But we're gonna have a good time here, and we're gonna get it started off here. Hold it, fellas. We're going to see if we can get our engineers to put the keyboard to where I can hear it up here and there. In the front monitors or something. Yeah, getting my voice up a little bit more in the front monitors or something up here where I can sound sexy. Yeah, I got to get sexy here. Play your keyboard there one so we can. You gave me too much of him. Now I don't want that much of him. I don't love him that much. Oh, okay. All right, we're ready now. Don't take long. We're going to do a little thing we call Dr. CC. Goes with something like that. Hi, this is Dr. CC. At the sound of the phone, leave me your name and telephone number, and I'll call you back. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine for me. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine for me. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine for me. I don't work in the daytime. I do all of my doctoring at night. I don't have an office. My manager's all right. I can't afford to get caught, so I don't make house calls. I like to meet on a lonely street
traffic at home. Dr. CC, get your medicine for me. 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 I specialize in loveology, and I'd be happy to take your case. But you can't afford to fall in love, cause that's strictly out of place. I can make you hotter than the 4th of July, and I work with a slow hand. When you need your prescription filled, you can come back to see me again. Dr. CC, get your medicine for me. Dr. CC, get your medicine for me. Dr. CC, get your medicine for me. And Dr. CC, get your medicine for me. Then you said, I love it. I love it. Ooh, I love it, y'all, yeah. Tylenol. I even got birth control pills. Girl, I got it all. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine for me. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine for me. I know y'all wonder what CC stands for. Let me tell you, it stands for Climax Control, and I got it right here. I'm Dr. CC, get your medicine from me. Dr. CC, get your medicine from me. I'm Dr. C. Dr. CC.
Yeah. I'm Dr. CC. Get your medicine from me, darling. When you get your medicine from me, you don't need to get it from nobody else. I got all the medicine you need. Give me a tune-up note, that Roy. All right. Yeah, when you get your medicine from me, darling, you don't need to get it from nobody else because I got all you need here. We're going to do another little song here that we made popular. You know, I told you we're going to do some old ones and some new ones. Yeah, well, I got to get some of this. I'm getting hot here. We're going to do a little song now that we did a long time ago called Too Weak to Fight. Goes a little something like that. Something, baby, about you you're affecting me, and your sweet love, darling, got a hold on me. I got a little taste of your love, and I'm hooked on you, and I keep falling, falling for you. Breaking down my health. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I tried to turn you loose, but your hook is in too deep. My resistance is getting a little low. I got to find a cure, and I keep falling. I'm too weak to fight. Too weak to fight. I'm too weak to fight. Too weak to fight. Too weak to fight, baby. Too weak to fight. Too weak to fight, baby. Too weak. When you chuck that loving on me, let me hear the keyboard a little bit more. I get too weak to fight, and I love it when you whoop it to me. I get too weak to fight. Any of y'all ever been too weak to fight before? You ever had somebody that really didn't know how to sock it to you? You ever had somebody to sock it to you so good you didn't want nobody else to have none of it? You ever had somebody to sock it to you so good you had to buy an airplane ticket and go where it was? You ever had somebody to sock it to you so good that when they got through, all you could do was go to sleep? That means you're too weak to fight. You're too weak to fight. Sometimes I feel like I'm on a screen. Sometimes I feel so good I'm on a screen. You ever felt so good you wanted to scream? Is it all right if I scream one time? Every time I try to scream, all I ever get out, I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to do a little song now. I know you never heard this one, but I heard it and I wrote it and I'm going to sing it for you. It's called Come Here, Girl, and Let Me Kiss You All Over. Go a little something like that. Kiss you so much, you think I'm going mad. Kiss you in places you forgot you had. Come here, girl. I'll kiss you all over. Come here, girl. I'll kiss you all over. Come here, girl. I'll kiss you all over. And when I start to kiss, ain't gonna stop. Kiss you all over like a lollipop. Come here, girl. Kiss you all over. Come here, girl. Kiss you all over. Come here, girl. Kiss you all over. When I start to kiss, I'm hard to stop. Kiss you all over like a lollipop. Come here, girl. I'll kiss you all over. Here's where I'm gonna kiss you. Where your finger bone joins your hand bone. Your hand bone joins your wrist bone. Kiss you where your wrist bone joins your arm bone. Your arm bone connected to your shoulder bone. Kiss you where your shoulder bone connected to your collarbone. And your collarbone connected. toe bones, you and your foot bone. Foot bones, you and your ankle bone. Kiss your boy, your ankle bone, you and your leg bone. And your leg bone connected to your knee bone. Kiss your boy, your knee bone, you and your thigh bone. And your thigh bone connected to your hip bone. Come back out. Kiss you all over. When I start to kiss, I'm hard to stop. Kiss you all over like a lollipop. Come here, girl. Kiss you all over. Yeah. 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 You all over. Come here, girl. I'll kiss you all over. Yeah. Yeah. The song says, come here, girl, and let me kiss you all over, darling. Ah, I tell you the truth. I want to do this song here. This is a little song I put out way back in 1970. Now, when I put this song out, I had two things that happened to me that year that I ain't gonna never forget. One of them was good. The other one was bad. Now, the bad thing that happened to me that year was I got married. Bad, bad, bad. See, I've been married 5 times. And I got 5 divorces. It was something wrong with them women. Wasn't nothing wrong with me. But anyway, we put out a song that year. The good thing that happened to me was I put out a song that year that went all the way to number one in the nation. See if you remember the song went like that. I was born and raised in Alabama on a little farm back in the woods. I was so raggedy, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it. Deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with his shovel in his hands. Education he never had. He did wonders when the time got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. All night, he kicked him down to the ground. He tried to get up, life would kick him back down one day. Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders. In tears, he said, "Some patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all up to you." Two days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt I couldn't move. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. Some patches, I'm dependent on your son. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. You know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields. That's the only way we got our meals, you see. I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength. The years have passed, all the kids are grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. God knows, people, I shed a tear, but my daddy's voice helped me through the years. Saint Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I'm trying to do my best. It's up to you to Thank you. I like to sing about Patches, you know. Patches was all right. Every time I sing about Patches, I think about when I used to live in Montgomery, Alabama. And it used to get real cold in Alabama. And every morning, my daddy would wake up and say, all right, Patches, it's time for you to get up and make the fire. And I used to want to tell him so bad, you're older than I am, get up and do it yourself. But you know, that was back during the time when children didn't talk back to their parents then. In fact, that was back during the time when women didn't talk back to men either. But that was then. This is now. I want to do this next song here, especially for all the men out here today. Especially all you men that's got more than one woman. You see, I believe a man's supposed to have more than one woman. And I believe that a woman's supposed to have just one man. And three boyfriends. And see, when she got three boyfriends, when one won't do, another one will. And all she got to do when she want to do this is call one of them up and say, baby, let's do this. What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you would try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away? Slip away? Oh, I need to know. Love, oh love, how sweet it is when you steal it. Tell you something, how sweet it is. Now I know it's a role, the things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you just slip away without him knowing you go? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we both are not known. And yes, can you slip away? Slip away? Slip away? Oh, I need you so. See you right now, darling. Can you slip away, baby? 'Cause I got to see. I feel a deep burning inside. Oh, I wish you would slip away. I wish you would slip away. Can you slip away, baby? Do you feel like slipping away? Are you in the mood to slip away tonight, baby? Can you slip away with Clarence Carter tonight, darling? Can me and you go to the Holiday Inn together? I bet we got some folks out here right now slipping away. I bet we got some folks out here right now that's here with somebody that belongs to somebody else. Well, it ain't nothing wrong with slipping away, as long as you don't get caught. Did you know that everybody's slipping away these days? You know, it used to be a time that if a man called another man's house, and if a man answered the telephone, they just hang up. They wouldn't say nothing, just hang up. I know you have answered your phone sometime and didn't get nothing but a dial tone. Well, they got Star 69 now. And they can find out who you is. So it's done got so now that if a man calls another man's house, and if a man answers the telephone, he'll ask him, he said, can your wife slip away? Can you slip away, baby? Can you slip away? Can you slip away, baby? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love to slip away. It's one thing about me. I want to do this song here. This is one long years ago when I was just getting into the music business. I ran into a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Reed. And I know some of y'all might remember Jimmy. Had out them songs like Big Boss Man and You Got Me Running and Hiding and all that. Well, anyway, I had the pleasure of being able to play with him years ago. And he used to sing a song that always stayed on my mind. The song says, there's a man down there, and I don't know who he is. Goes a little something like that. Second floor. Now you're telling me, baby, I got to walk out that door. Well, babe, I ain't going out that door. There's a man down there. Might be your man. Girl, ever since you were a child, since you got up here in the bright lights, hell, they drove you wild. Oh, baby, I ain't going out that door. There's a man down there, might be a man, I don't know. Up here together. Now you want me to take the blame. I ain't going out there now, girl. Face that other man. Oh, baby. I ain't going out that door. There's a man down there. Might be a man. I don't know.
together. Now you want me to take the blame. There's a man down there, might be your man, I don't know. You fool me up here, woman, I think it's a crying shame. You got me up here, girl, looking down at your man. Oh, baby, I ain't going out that door. We're gonna take it home now. There's a man down there. Might be a man, I don't know. Oh, there's a man down there. Might be a man, I don't know. I said, there's a man down there. Might be your man, I don't know. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The song said there's a man down there, and it might be your man. I ain't gonna come out, I ain't gonna try to find out who he is. We're gonna kind of slow it down now and do some blues that I like to do. Yeah, we're gonna play the blues now. The song goes something like that. If you're gonna love me, woman, you love me with a thrill. 'Cause if you don't, I believe your sister will. You love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling. Yeah. Or you don't have to love it all. Dresses down. I know you got something under there. Well, make a bulldog kiss a hound. Love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling, yeah. Or you don't have to love it all. One leg in the east, and one leg in the west. Me in the center, trying to do my best. Girl,
plans ain't gonna do you no harm. It ain't so big and round, but it's 16 inches long. You know how to love it all. I'm gonna sing one more verse. You told me you were a virgin girl, and you look mighty clean. I know it's gonna get real tight, girl, so I brought some Vaseline. Love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling. Love me with a feeling. Yeah. Well, you know how to live. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I likes to be loved with a feeling. I don't like nothing half done. If it ain't gonna be done well, don't do it. I always say, if you can't make it, don't fake it. Move over and let somebody else take it. You know, I was telling y'all about all of them wives I had. Well, every time I got married, I had a hit record and a woman took my money. When I had Patches, I had a million seller. A wife got that. When I had Slip Away, I had a million seller. A wife got that. I had a song one time called Too Weak to Fight. I made $1 million. A wife got that. I remember one time I had a song called Making Love at the Dark End of the Street. I had $1 million. A wife got that. And then I had a song called How Can I Get It When You Keep On Snatching It Back. I had $1 million. A wife got that. Now I got a song, Mr. Dunn, $2 million. I got that. When I start making love, I don't just make love, I'll be stroking. Stroking. Y'all something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Have you ever made love on a couch? Have you ever made love on the living room floor? Have you ever made love in the bathtub? Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car.
And the police came and shined his light on me. And I said, I'm Snoop. Snoop. Ask y'all this. How long has it been since you made love? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Do you plan to make love when you leave here tonight? When you start making love? You make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stoked. Stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied. Because when she gets satisfied, she start calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The night I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Can I tell y'all what she told me? Can I tell y'all what she told me? She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my stuff. Stroke me to the east, stroke me to the west, stroke me to the woman that I love the best. Stroke me, I mean stroke me. Stroke me to the north, stroke me to the south, I stroke it everywhere, I even stroke it with my stroke. I'll be strong. I'll be stroking. Stroking. I'll be stroking. I stroke it when it's dry. I stroke it when it's wet. I ain't seen no woman that I can't outstroke yet. Stroking. I be stroking. I been stroking in Alabama, stroking in Indiana, but the best place to stroke is right here in Louisiana. Stroking. I be stroking. Well, it's about time for me to leave the stage, y'all. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I'd like to know before I go, did all y'all have a good time here tonight? I I'd like to know, is it all right if Clarence Carter come back to see you again? I want to thank y'all for coming out to see me this afternoon. We do appreciate it. I want to thank y'all for buying Clarence Carter's music. We appreciate it. I want to thank the sponsors of the event for having us here. We've enjoyed ourselves. Now, if the good Lord be willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you again real soon. All you girls, when you leave here, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do tonight. And all y'all that have got too drunk to drive, see me and I'll drive you home. Now until I see your smiling faces again, would y'all feel like singing? Y'all feel like singing? Y'all want to sing a little bit? All right, I want y'all to sing it with me, and I want you to sing it real loud. All right, here we go. I spoke it to thee. Come on, I spoke it. You sing it. Spoke. Spoke. I be spoken. I be spoken. Thank you.
A living legend, the one and only Mr. Clarence Carter. Let's hear it. The Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, y'all. A living legend, Mr. Clarence Carter. Working super tight Clarence Carter trio here, backing him up. Thank you very much on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful first Sunday, last day of the first weekend of the 1995 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Be right back in just a few minutes with the New Orleans music man himself, Mr. Alan Toussaint.